Some things happened yesterday, and I really questioned whether I should still go ahead and try to preach on this. And but God let me know, I give you the message, and don't let no man determine what you preach. And so, I want the glory in your flesh is my thought. That's going to come out of that sixth chapter of Galatians, but I want to read out of the 15th chapter of Acts. And it's very familiar scriptures. I've read them before. But the glory in your flesh, and y'all just keep that in mind. Oh. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. And when therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and the elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, and declaring and the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And then when they were coming to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and the elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. But there rose up certain the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to be circumcised to them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and the elders came together for this, to consider this matter. They had a council there. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and he said unto them, men and brethren, ye know how a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and be believed. And the God which knoweth the hearts bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. And he put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? And I'm going to start reading there in the 10th verse, and we find here that these Pharisees, they said that there's some come and taught. And so there's some come in among them and begin to teach that unless they were circumcised and kept the law, they could not be saved. And Peter, Paul, and Barnabas, they knew that wasn't right. So they wanted to come among the brethren at Jerusalem and discuss the matter. So they come to them, and after they got up and told what God had done for them in their work, Peter arose and he told them how by the word of God he was bringing the gospel to the Gentiles, and he did there at Corinth. To Cornelius' house. But listen, after that, he told them, he said, why do you want to put a yoke upon the brethren that neither ye yourself or our forefathers were able to bear? Now, I want to go over here in Galatians and where our thoughts coming from, and we're going to try to preach on this a little while, and I need the Lord this morning. The book of Galatians, Paul starts it, and he tells them, he said, I can't believe that in so soon a time that you've left the gospel that was given to you, that's not a new gospel, went to a new gospel that ain't a gospel, because these Galatians had begun to believe that you had to be circumcised. Why? Because there's some come in and begin to teach them this. So we find that. And then in the fifth, or I believe it's the second chapter over there. Well, let's just read a little background and get us to where we're going. He said in a first chapter, he said, I marvel that you are so soon to move from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Now let's go to the second chapter over in the 20th verse. And it said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but God, Christ which liveth in me, and the life which I now live is in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So he told him Christ has died for no reason. If you can be saved by the law, if you can be saved by keeping the law, by keeping circumcision, then Christ died in vain. There was no need in it. But he said, I don't want to frustrate the gospel of Christ. So he was telling them here, these Galatians, they would begin to teach that you had to be circumcised and keep the law to be saved. So the Apostle Paul is coming and telling them, that's wrong. How'd you get led away so fast? It's remarkable to me how God's people can get led away so fast. I want you to know over there, it said there was one coming there teaching that taught them over in Acts. What we read to you? Begin to teach these things, and it won't be long. You can take good, sound Baptist people. In 3 or 4 years, you come in and start teaching certain things, and next thing, they flew off the wall. I want to get over here to this 6th chapter now. And I ain't here to hurt no feelings. But we've got to tell the truth. And so in the 6th chapter, it says in the 3rd verse, I read this last week. It said, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. There's men out there that's so full of pride that think they know everything, and they don't know nothing. And I'm going to stand and tell you today, I don't know what I think I know. Only Christ, God knows everything. And honey, when you get away from him, you don't know nothing. And when you get to thinking yourself something, you ain't nothing. And then he went on to say in the 7th verse, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, he shall weep, he shall also reap. So he said he will be mocked. If you go to messing with God's plan and what he has set up, you're fixing to get in trouble, because he will not, absolutely will not be mocked. When you go to play games with church, and when you go to try to win people over by winning their favors, and just to see that you might get somebody to follow after you. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody don't break out some Kool-Aid. We've got men out yonder as I ain't doing nothing but looking for followers. And they bringing them in, and bringing them in. And I want you to know, honey, they're killing our people. They might not bring out Kool-Aid with poison in it, cyanide in it, but they're killing us spiritually. They're tearing our churches apart. Why are they doing it? That they get glory in your flesh. And I'm fixing to read that to you. That's what it's all about. That somebody will pat them on the back. That somebody will follow after them. That somebody will love them. I want you to love me. I do. But I don't want you to follow me. I have no power within me. And if I ever go to act in that way, if I ever go to teaching things that's outside what we've been taught, set me down. And if I ever go looking for people to just follow after me, not follow God, set me down. in the 11th verse of this 6th chapter, you say how large a letter I've written unto you with my own hand. And that's important. He wrote it with his own hand. His men are as many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh. They constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you to be circumcised. Listen to what it says. That they may glory in your flesh. In other words, that you will follow after them and they'll be able to say, look what I was able to do. Look what I was able to do. Look what I've done. Look how I've got people to do these things even though they know they're not right. They still do them. These people have done been told. They've done been saved by God's grace. They were a member of the Lord's church and they began to follow after this stuff. And what was the reason for it all? They could glory in your flesh. If they could get you to follow them. You say, well, who's teaching that we got to be? Nobody's teaching you got to be. I'll say this, you need to be circumcised of the heart. If you ain't never been circumcised of the heart, you ain't never been saved by God's grace. That's what makes us a Jew inwardly. Romans 2 and 21, I believe it is. But listen. There's people teaching other things. There's people out there today, and I'm not here to hurt nobody's feelings. There's people out there today telling you if you ain't baptized and you don't keep the law, you can't be saved. That's the same thing they was teaching right then. That if you ain't circumcised and don't keep the law, you can't be saved. That's a work, and that's what Paul said. I don't frustrate the gospel of Christ. He said, if you can be saved by the law, then Christ has died in vain. Amen. That's what all this is about. But listen to me, there's others out there to teach today. I believe, y'all heard me preach it. I believe that there is such thing as alien immersion. Anytime you take somebody in that don't have scriptural baptism, and when I talk about scriptural baptism, I'm talking about from a church of a like faith and honor. I believe that's all my heart, the only example we got of that, that's what that man was liking. He didn't have authority from Christ. And why did he not have authority from Christ? He was baptizing in the name of John. And he never was a part of the Lord's church at that time. And honey, he was took aside and taught the way more perfectly. And when he was, Paul come along and baptized those. They never had been baptized. You only buried somebody one time. Christ died and resurrected one time. There's a picture of that. Listen to me. Honey, we don't need to tear down the picture. So we will not hear it at Hilltop accept any other faith baptism. But if they're the same faith and order, we will accept it. And I, Jeff Locken, stand in front of you today. I heard yesterday somebody asked, how many of you baptized? If you ask me today, I can't tell you. You know why? I've never baptized nobody. I don't have no authority to baptize anybody. That comes through the church of a living God. That's been handed down. You only way you can go back and find a church on the mountain and check our lineage is you go through the church. You go through the man, you'll never get there. I promise you, it ain't none of us got nothing. If you go through a man, we might as well quit and go home today. I'm just telling you the truth. Why then do they put a yoke on you that they can't even bear themselves? They chase their tail just like a dog. You ever seen a dog chase their tail? They ain't careful, they'll finally catch it. And it hurts. You'll hear them, hurt! Yeah. Hurt, didn't it? when you start pointing your finger at other people and tell them you got to do this and you got to do that, it won't be long when a bunch will be pointing at you, saying you got to do this and you got to do that. And you know something? You'll never satisfy. When you try to please man, you'll never please him. I promise you that. You ask my wife. We've been together how many years? Almost 42 years. How often have you pleased me? I'm telling you the truth here. When you're going to try to follow after a man and please him, you cannot do it. But you can please God. You know how you can do that by following him. Shame on us when we try to get people to follow after us to do what we say. When we know it ain't right. Every one of us know the authority comes through the church. Every one of us. There was a man tried to steal God's thunder one time. He won't be mocked. You know what happened to that man? He got struck dead. Are you that big? He'll not be mocked. Why do you think Peter or Paul told that to him before it happened? He's saying, you better stop what you're doing. He's not going to be mocked. You're going to fix and reap what you're sowing. You mess with the Lord's church. You mess with the Lord's churches. You're fixing to get brought down. Peter knew better. They come to the gate called Beautiful, the hour of prayer, 3:00 in the evening. There was a man out there begging alms. Peter come up to him and he said, silver and gold I have not. But he said, what I have I give unto you freely. He told that man to stand up and walk. He raised up and he walked. Healed from that same hour. People just couldn't believe what they just saw. And these people, he was on the porch there, Solomon's porch. And these people began to look at Peter like he was something. I talked about this in their prayer meeting right before revival. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto them, people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man walk? That's what he asked them. He said, why are you looking at us for? We don't have no power of us. There's no holiness about us. A man is just a man. And if you get to thinking yourself something and you're nothing, you can get ready. Don't mock God. Peter went to the household of Cornelius, and Cornelius, you know what Cornelius done? Just what a lot of Baptist preachers would love somebody to do today. He run right up to him, fell down to his feet. You know what Peter said? Get up from there. He said, I'm just a man myself. I ain't nothing. Listen, we need to get back to knowing that. We're just men. We need to quit trying to mess with God's churches. We need to quit trying to mess with people. Tell them they need to be rebaptized. You know something? There's no such a word. You look it up. Google it. No such a thing as rebaptized. You can only be baptized one time. One time. You try to force somebody into something. You get ready. It's going to come on to you. Who's ever heard such? You can only be baptized once. And that's the reason they had to be baptized again, because they never was baptized. They were just made wet. When we know where the authority comes from. And I'm going to be done with this. This ain't something we're going to do all the time. I promise you, I'm not going to let this consume me. And church, don't you let it consume you. But I don't want one person here to believe that Jeff Likens believes in that. I don't want one person to believe it. Church, we have to move on. We've got to let go and let them do what they got to do. But I'm not, you know what I slept last night? I slept 3 hours. Larry come in here this morning and wore me out. I wish you'd been here too. He could have wore you out too. Because I believe he slept 3 hours too. Just give up. Elijah just got under the juniper tree and just said, Lord, this is it. I laid in there last night, Lord. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of fighting battles with people they don't care. All they do is just want their own will. They want to win people over, and they want to tell people what to do. Jump through holes for us. See what else you can do for us. And when you do that, guess what? We'll find something else you can do. Because it'll never be enough. I love you. I've seen some of the people I love and respect hurt. I saw that yesterday, and I've saw it for the last 2 months. People that I love hurt. Why? Just to please somebody. I don't stand in front of you today looking to be pleased. The first church I pastored, I preached on adultery one day. A man followed me to the truck and he said, I don't want to hear you preach that no more. Here. And I won't tell you who it was. And I said, what did I do wrong? He said, ain't nobody here committing adultery. I said, okay, I didn't say there was. I just preached on what the Lord laid on my heart. He said, I don't want that preached here no more. I said, well, I preached to you what God laid on my heart. And he said, I'm telling you, you can't preach it that here no more. And I said, I'm telling you, you got the wrong preacher. If you don't want to hear the truth, you better not come in here and park your seat. And I'm not bragging about that. But I'm going to preach what God lays on my heart. And if it skins every cow in Texas. I love him enough to do that. And I come close to yours. You asked that man. I told him, I said, pray for me. I don't know if I'm going to be able to preach what God's laid on my heart. That'd been a week ago with all this. I'm telling you, this was on my heart a week and a half ago. And I about let them back me out of that. We cannot do that. We got to tell the truth. I won't be very popular after this. Y'all may amend it some today, but I promise you it won't be very popular. It gets put out there on the whole interweb. But you know something? I ain't looking for a popularity contest. I'm looking God be pleased with me first, and I'll be honest with you, I want y'all to be pleased with me next. I sure do. You know why? Because I love you. But I love him more. He's the head. We forget, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. The keys wouldn't give to Peter. And Peter had enough sense to know that. He knew that. That's why he said, I'm just a man, Cornelius. Get up from there. That's why he told them, why are you looking at me for? Why? I ain't got no power about me to do nothing. That's what the man said. Don't forget that. Church, don't ever let us get in the spot. I've seen it happen before. Churches close their doors. Don't follow me. Follow God. I love you. I think we ain't been having handshakes because this and that and other things. If you're hearing lay laws, seek the Lord. We're going to have a song, and then after that song, we're going to give her an altar call. Only thing standing between you and God today ain't circumcision and ain't baptism. It's you. Get you out of the way and go to God. That it's Jesus Christ is what you need. So as we stand together today and have a song, if you're here in law, seek the Lord. And after that, we'll have a handshake and invite the ones that we extended right hand of church fellowship down here. But if you're here today in law, seek the Lord.